This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Very interesting information today regarding the average single person. And if you are... And I think this would be a bit of a shift, at least from an old man perspective.
Sir, I don't even believe this, first of all.
You don't?
I don't believe it. Because well, let's get to the numbers. Because I can't even keep up with one relationship, let alone this many.
The average single person, according to new information, is seeing, I'm using my tiny little hands, to make the little finger quotes,
yep.
Is seeing...
What are we?
Six people.
What?
At the same
Come
time.
Come on.
The average...
Yeah.
This
Who
is,
can keep track of that?
Completely believable.
What, really?
This information came from...
eHarmony. They did a survey of members, and they found that the average person is dating six people simultaneously.
Yeah.
I can't even date two people simultaneously. We're alone six.
That's
insane.
Do you think so?
No, right. I think it's nuts.
I think that would be a change in the... You know, maybe the way people look at serious or look at relationships, look at serious. It's not as if you look at Tinder or you look at though there may
well,
be
that's
a different
what it is.
There may be a different attitude. When a lot of people don't want to get married, a lot of people are not into that anymore.
I agree.
And
think about when you're single.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go to the Cape. You
say,
no. Like, but you have to
or
think,
Newport.
You have to, but you have to put it in single people's perspective. Okay. So back in the day when I was a single guy, we played in L.A. I met a girl out in L.A. We start dating.
You're an outlier on this.
But you guys are being old. It's really not that many.
It's not that many people.
No, it's not old. We're having a discussion about the changing habits.
I'm trying to explain how you date six people at the same time.
If you're like, you know, a jet-setting pro hockey player in different cities.
You want to wear theirs?
Old
lady?
I think it's interesting. You're a single person that skis in Maine.
You meet
a girl in the ski hill.
Stay local.
Well, never mind the locations. Just look at, I don't even know, aside from Tinder, I've heard Bumblebee and...
Bumble. I don't think the B part is on there.
Is that a new one? I don't know.
Yeah.
Plenty of Fish. You just look at every app, every dating website, and just pick one person for each app, and there's your six.
I want to find out, from if we have time before Hill Mail, If this is accurate and how you make this work so that you could call, you could text. Here's a 508 text that says, I can't even have six friends at once.
Seriously. I can't even have three friends at once.
Now here's a 24-year-old male, 617 texter. I can confirm I'm seeing five women currently, and I go through that rotation every few months. It's like the Red Sox and the pitching rotation. Let's see.
So is it just because you don't want a relationship, or you're waiting for like something better to come?
It's
I just feel
dating.
Like you're not giving.
It's
I just
dating.
Feel like you're not giving.
I'm
any,
dating a
enough
girl,
time to
if
flesh
I meet
it
a
out.
Girl, if I meet a girl at, up at the ski hill once a month, and we spend
that's
the weekend
called casual sex.
No, it's and we spend the weekend together, and we make plans to meet up there. If I go to Miami and I met
again. Different
here's a 781.
You're such an old maid. It's like
here's a 781 text. I can't even get one girl. Never mind six. But listen, here's a 508 text. It says seeing means sleeping with people. But
also
I don't know.
Also gross.
I don't know. That's
wrap
true.
It up.
And by the way, this is from a 617 texter. I'm currently married, and I could not imagine being single now. because it is a completely different scenario than it than it was just. But again, it maybe these eHarmony people are trying to. Maybe they're not seeing six. Maybe they're just trying. The survey happens, and they feel like they have to be hardos.
These people aren't falling in love. They're dating. They like each other's companionship. So if that's you hanging with one girl a week. In a month, you're dating four girls. Would you spread
that
over?
The herpes rate is so high.
Well, you know what? But again, they're saying dating. They're, you know, so
here's a 508 text. I work with a guy who's dating at least five women and is always complaining about how hard it is.
Especially if they don't know. Like if you're one of those people who the rare case that you're up front and you're like, oh, I'm dating more than one person. Most people, I think, don't want to put up with that. So they're like, oh, whatever. I want to be the exclusive person. But if you're not upfront about that and you have to juggle five different people and worry about like showing up places, and that's why you got to go to different cities because you can't date five people locally with everybody's so incestuous. Everybody knows each other's business.
The way things are happening now, maybe they define dating as just simply texting somebody that they've never met before.
Yeah.
That's possible. I don't know. 617-931-1AAF. Is this true? Call the number. 617-931-1AAF. The information is that the average single person is now seeing six people at the same time. That's obviously there's some outliers in there. Some who are seeing 10 and some who are seeing three. Here's a 508 text from a woman. I have dated five guys at the same time, all in different area codes. Mm. They never found out about each other, but it was a royal pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I guess.
I feel like you can't be on social media either. Like, this only works for people that don't have Facebook and Instagram. Because then it's like you're tagging, don't tag me in anything. I'm not in a relationship with anybody.
Here's a 781 text. When I was dating, three to four girls was reasonable. Texting and apps have made things easier. You don't have to be exclusive to date.
It's funny because, you can send her loving text that's going to make a girl feel good so you don't have to see her for a week. You send the lovey eye emoji. Come on.
Let's see. I dated a 781 text from a woman. I dated a guy briefly, and he told me that he was dating multiple people. He said that in order to keep track of them, he used a spreadsheet with facts about each of them to keep it straight. I didn't see him after that.
Oh, my God. Where were you on Tuesday? Hold on. Let me just unlock my phone and check.
Hey, that's why you got an iPhone 7.
Right?
Well, I guess... I'm a single 55-year-old guy, and I was dating six different women last summer. They all knew about each other. I would go out each night of the week with a different one.
Wow.
Well,
good on you, kid.
They know it's easier to juggle it, but if they don't, that's just I don't know why the sex has to be great because I don't know why you'd involve yourself in that kind of emotional turmoil.
Maybe that's what it is that that they do all know about each other, and it's just maybe the information would be that people don't care about it now. Maybe women don't. Hey, if you're dating five other women, they don't care about it.
I think you hit it on the head, Hildog. Young people now that are in college don't want to be tied down. They want to get their education. They want to get a job. They want to be a professional.
Yeah,
I think they put business and money and a job ahead of a relationship. And so I would believe people would date multiple people. I mean. You think it's hard, but if you set it up where both people know that they're going to see each other twice a month, you meet a chick at a business conference and she's from LA and she does business in Boston once a month. She's going to fly into town. You're gonna date. That's a relationship.
Several texters. That's
three people.
Several texters are wondering how one affords it. Like, how do you afford to take six women out?
You know what it is? You got the good D, they're paying for you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you have the good D and they're paying for it. That's how.
So if you're just joining us, it is 8:03 and we are discussing the factual information from eHarmony. that the average single person is now dating six people at the same time. And Danielle was wondering how it's done. Maybe from the female perspective, people don't want to reveal themselves probably, but listen, if you want to call and explain how that's done, 617-931-1AAF is the number to call. Here's a 508 text that says, I'm an engaged 34-year-old woman in an open relationship.
All right. Well, that's different.
We both have multiple girlfriends together, and we love it.
Okay. But that's you. You've already come to an understanding
about
that.
That's not eHarmony dating.
Right. I feel like the kind of person that has to date six people at once is always eating at a buffet. They can never sit down and order a single entree because they always need a little bit of everything, right?
I am a single 29-year-old female, 339 text. I'm seeing four men right now thanks to Tinder. I need to keep my options open.
I like
so it. So she's seeing four different men.
I hope you're not back-to-backing anybody, because that's gross.
In one day?
You need a 24-hour cool-off period.
Do you think seeing equals Netflix and chill in many cases?
I don't even think the Netflix is involved, to be honest.
You don't think there's any Netflix involved? Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, let's see. Here's a 978 text from a woman. I'll explain how it's done. Men are stupid, and if you keep the little head happy, the big head is happy.
That's true.
I guess they don't figure.
That's my kind of girl.
They
right there.
Do not figure it out.
Love that honesty. Mm-hmm.
Here's somebody who's newly single at age 30, and this conversation is extremely frustrating because they can't find one woman to date. Uh-huh. Never mind. This is Diego. Hello, Diego.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
Diego. So I was listening, and I heard that you were a little confused as to how people could be dating, or you wanted to know a little more about how people could be dating multiple people in today's world. It's honestly, I've been with women who just don't want anything serious. It's more common for a woman to not want anything serious now. The whole stress of a relationship, it seems like women just want to be, you know, not tied down.
They just want to go to dinner and then Netflix and chill, and they don't want any kind of emotional ties. That's what you're saying about women.
It seems to be the more common thing. I'm not saying that there aren't women out there who want those serious relationships. There definitely are. But it's starting to become more common, especially with those college-age women where, you know, there's stresses of school and everything else. The relationship is time-consuming.
All right. There's Diego.
I understand that, but can't you just have one solid F buddy?
What?
Do you need six?
It's boring, man. you're single. It's boring.
God,
thank you, sexual revolution.
Skyrocket.
Well, one guy's you have great sex. One guy, he likes to go to the movies. Yeah, one guy likes to go skiing. One guy likes to go out on the town.
Here's somebody. I don't know if this is a man or a woman. I recently had three dates in one day and had sex after all of
that's
them.
That's gross. You're gross.
Oh, you're just you're a hot gross. Mess, man.
Is that that's got to be a guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Seriously?
Yeah, that's a guy.
28-year-old female here. 508 text. Recently dating three men. It wasn't serious dating. Once it got serious with one guy, the others were cut off. It was really just casual dinner, drinks, and chill.
Okay.
Well, nice. So I guess if you're getting a nice dinner out of it, then why not, right?
You'll give it up?
Let's see. My brother is the king of Netflix and chill with multiple girls in one day. All right.
That's gross, dude. And you know you're not telling them, right? So it's just nobody has the option to be like, you know what? I'm going to turn down this slightly used plate of Chinese food.
I wonder if he has different accounts, different Netflix accounts, right? With different cues.
Well, he can't remember. Let's watch Bloodline. And the girl's like, we watched Bloodline last time. What are you talking about?
Wrong account.
Oh, sorry. Hello,
he pulls
Sean.
Up Netflix, it's like the wrong name.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Hello.
What's going on?
Yep.
Hey, good morning to all of you. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Well, we all doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed. One day at a time, right?
Yes. Yeah, hashtag blessed. What's up?
I just wanted to give my opinion.
Yeah.
I think in today's day and age, you know, we've really lost it in one sense. Like, we all, most people, and this is just my opinion, I think when people are dating more than one person, everything's about sex and money a lot of times, you know. And very seldom nowadays do you have people that really kind of want to kind of get to know each other and then maybe say, if, you know, if they're compatible, they say, hey, let's date, you know, let's take it one day at a time. So that's basically just all I wanted to say. I just think that, let's keep it real. Most people want to have sex.
I think
one of y'all said, keep it strapped. And even with it strapped, you can still catch stuff. You know, you're still exposed. So it's like, it's crazy because...
Sir, you're grossing. Everybody is grossing Danielle out today.
Because people, this is the problem, is like casual sex is so accepted and you know, you can buy the morning after pill over the counter, so nobody gives a crap anymore. But it's this is how there's an explosive rate of STDs rising in this country.
Oh, it's the super gonorrhea.
Yes.
Is this the reason why we have the super gonorrhea?
No, that's because you take a Z-Pack when you have a virus.
Oh, it's my fault.
Oh, but it's just be careful, people. That's all I'm saying.
Here's Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I was listening to the show, and I've never called in before, but I was interested in the topic because I'm currently actually in two serious relationships, but two actual relationships.
Yep.
I've been with both guys for 6 months, and they know about each other.
And how old? Amanda, how old are you?
I'm 30 now.
Okay. 30, two guys, they both know about each other. Do they seem to care? Do they get jealous at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we have conversations about that every now and then. We like to call it touching base.
Yeah.
Where we, you know, assess whether that's an issue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it's about communication if you're going to make a relationship. You can date five people if you, like you were saying, like, go out once a week with someone or something. I don't know. I have two jobs. So juggling two guys and two jobs is pretty hard.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone who works 40 to 50 hours a week can pull that off. That's amazing to me.
How often do you see each guy? Is you see once a week, twice?
Well, one of them I see pretty much once a week, one or two nights a week. And then the other one I'll see... some weeks it's every week, sometimes it's every other week. So it's a little bit less often with him. And they're both dating other people as well. Like, none of these relationships are exclusive, but I know who they're dating and they know about each other. They've met before.
Huh.
Love the openness. About being honest.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you're being honest. You absolutely. Bet. All right.
Being open and honest. They know and they're okay with it. Because you know what? If I was dating a guy and he was like, I want to be exclusive, I'm looking for serious, I'd probably be like, I'm sorry, I don't think this relationship's going to work out for us. Because
you don't,
that's just not what I'm looking for in my life right now.
Are you ever going to be looking for that?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I think that after... I waited until I got to the fourth date with each one of them before I told them about the other one.
Yeah.
And was like, look, I'm in this relationship. I want to know if this is okay. If it's not what you're into, you know... no harm, no foul, let's just walk away.
Well, wait a minute. How honest is it to wait until the fourth date before telling the other guy?
Right?
Well, yeah, but what's the sense of wasting the effort on telling them if it's not going to work out?
I waited till the...
Potty mouth.
Listen, potty mouth. We have to hang up on you with the dirty talk.
You got a defender, though. That's probably true, man.
What?
You know, they were probably at Taco Bell hitting the dollar menu.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think she was. She was a gold digger, but...
No.
I mean...
Some fun with
it. It's not bad, though.
I think if you're being honest, though, you're saying right up at the first date, by the way, I'm dating another guy, just so you know, before this.
First date's
a little too. You got to see if you actually like it.
But she's got the guy that likes to go to the museum.
Yeah.
You know? And the art galleries.
The cultured guy.
The aquarium, the science museum.
Well, yeah,
and then she's got the other guy who does the keg parties at MIT on the weekends.
All right.
We're discussing information, if you're just joining us, from eHarmony, that the average single person is now dating six people at one time. And we're asking if that's the situation with you. This is Colleen. Hello, Colleen.
Hi.
What's up, Colleen?
nothing. I was just thinking to myself, imagine, I mean, you got to assume these guys are all sleeping with all, however many women they're dating.
Or the women are all sleeping with every guy that they're dating.
Okay, them too. But I'm a woman, so let's say it's a man. Yeah. Let's say I'm date number three, and he didn't take a shower after date number two. So when he gets to my house and I go downtown, I'm cleaning off date number two.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
We can't, please. This is the people's airwaves. Can we try to?
In fairness, not everyone's smashing.
Where is the decorum? No. For instance, there's somebody here who says, I'm dating three guys. This is a 508 text. But I'm only sleeping with one of them.
Yeah.
The others, we just hang out, get food, and they tell me how much they want to be with me, and I tell them that I'm not interested.
And they just think you're holding out.
There's got to be an HJ involved
or something. They're not hanging around for no pee.
There's petting zoo. Right. There's got to be some sort of satisfaction.
You might not be having full sex.
And that goes with dating multiple people, too. You know, I dated a girl that we didn't have sex.
Yeah.
You were just the
but
tease.
We had the other stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I guess it depends on your definition of sex. Rob thinks kissing is sex.
So,
you know, if you kiss the right parts,
that's still not sex.
With the other right parts.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, very interesting.
I think you forget being young, Hill Dog.
The average single.
You guys are old farts.
The average single person dating six people at the same time. Hopefully they don't get the names confused or the factual information about relatives or jobs or anything like that. Hopefully they can keep everything straight. Let's see. This guy that I work with, this is a 978 text, is dating two guys and three girls at once.
Oh, wow. Well, so somebody can't really decide.
And this person
want.
Says, I'm still trying to figure out how to use this new phone that I got.
Yeah.
Wow, that's technologically challenged. Mm-hmm. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Mike?
I was wondering if we could get a guy to call who's listening that's dating, that knows his girlfriend he's dating is in, you know, other relationships. If he could call and tell how he feels when he goes out on a date and he kisses her, if she was out on the date before with her other guy, that's kind of tough.
I guess that some of them are saying that they don't care.
Yeah, but do you also not get that, like, whoever you're dating right now, mm-hmm. even if you guys are exclusive, they've kissed before.
Yes. They have been with somebody else. Yes, they
I mean,
have.
I get if you're literally turning around from kissing the other person and then getting a kiss. Yeah, I get that.
I never had a cold sore in my life until Tuesday. That's so strange.
Rev, that's why nobody wants to give out the real number, kid. You can't get a husband if you give out the real number.
Sounds like a lot of over the pants HJs going on.
Yep.
In many cases.
I hope you're not wearing corduroy. We're going to burn the house down.
Yes. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.